The administration's e-government funds taking a big hit. The 2011 budget compromise included a 76% cut in funds to operate open government websites like data.gov, usaspending.gov, and the IT dashboard. Congress and the White House agreed to $8 million this year. That's down from $34 million in fiscal 2010. But the Sunlight Foundation is not giving up. They've launched the Save the Data program to keep transparency programs alive in government. Daniel Schumann, the policy counsel at the Sunlight Foundation, is back to talk about the next move that they're making. Daniel, it's nice to talk to you again. Thank you for being on today.
Great. Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you. When last we talked, it was just before the continuing resolution was signed, so we were just kind of getting a grip on what some of the changes, the funding changes, would mean to the eGov, to those transparency websites and the eGov fund in general. Now that the deal's done, what do you say and what do you think?
Well, unfortunately, the budget compromise has in many ways compromised online transparency. Going from the $34 million level to the $8 million level means that it's going to be starvation for many of these programs. And the government's either going to have to cut, cull, or move around funds in a way of trying to keep what they think is the most important.
Now, we're getting a sense from inside the agency, from inside OMB and GSA and some of these other places where these sites live, that that's going to be the case. But then I guess the question after that is what does have to go in order for those funds to be shifted, and it's hard to get a sense of that, I would guess.
Well, that's really the $8 million question, isn't it? It seems likely that the two programs that receive statutorily required funding at least will be kept alive to some extent at current levels, but what we really don't know is how it's going to play out among all the other programs. And those other programs, you know, include data.gov and the IT spending dashboard and things that people use day in and day out that, you know, that helps really open up the government to the American people.
What are you doing, the Sunlight Foundation, doing to try to change this up and to try to keep the pressure on, I guess?
Well, we're doing a couple of different things. We're continuing with our Save the Data campaign. Of course, it's changed roles before. It was about trying to reach appropriators and anyone who was focusing on these issues to get them sort of to take a second look. Now, of course, with the beginning of the 2012 budget cycle, we're beginning to look to that and all the negotiations that are going on there. We're also, Congress is trying to figure out, okay, with the small amount of money that's left, what are the priorities? So we're trying to have conversations with them about those priorities and also just trying to find any possible solution that we can to help keep more of these programs alive, whether it's shifting responsibilities to other agencies, encouraging the agencies to engage in the game of pass the hat, or see if there might be some private sector folks who may be interested in helping as well. But unfortunately, this is government data. The major source for this has to be from the government, and we're dealing with a very constrained situation.
Are you getting a chance or a sense of what the FY 2012 budget might look like? Is this going to be the new top line, maybe?
I really hope not. I think that the circumstances that led to the sort of the 2011 budget showdown in some respects are changing a bit, and what we've seen is a growing realization of the importance of these transparency programs, and of course Congress isn't holding back and saying that we need to have more information available online. Eric Cantor still has his UCLUT program where people are supposed to make suggestions about what government programs should be cut, and of course they can't make those suggestions and recommendations without the opportunity to see where those funding levels are currently.
Mm-hmm. The future of all of this long-term is hard to predict because we don't even have a sense of when real discussion and debate on the FY 2012 budget might begin, let alone what might happen beyond that. But is it fair to think that if this was one place where we went during this continuing resolution discussion, is this another pot of money that if we get to September, October, November, or God help us beyond that, that this might be another place where Congress might look?
Well, it's such an infinitesimal amount of money. We're talking 8 million or 10 million or 30 million, which to you and I, of course, is a lot of money, but we're talking about an $80 billion federal IT budget alone. The federal CIO Vivek Kundra has said that one of the programs in here helped save the government $3 billion. So when you start looking at the value of these programs versus the minimal gains from cutting them, hopefully Congress will reassess. And we've seen a number of congressional leaders actually speaking out now, saying that these programs are important and that they need to be saved.
How do you think what do you think would be an effective way to make that case other than just the ROI that you talked about? Because it appears that that wasn't sufficient to get it done this time.
There's an open question as to what extent Congress was actually looking at the ROI in the first place. But there's really sort of two bases. One is, money in, money out. The other one has to do with more of a policy perspective, the idea that we are trying to open up the government for the American people, and you've seen the president starting his first day in office talking about transparency and issuing a memo on that. You've seen the Republican leadership when they came in the new House talking about those things. So, a lot of it is keeping them to their word that if they truly want to open up government to the American people, if they really want people to be involved in our democracy, this is an incredibly inexpensive way to do that. So if we can remind them of their promises while showing them that there are tremendous fiscal benefits, I think that can be a winning combination.
Daniel, we'll look forward to having you keep us updated on how your Save the Data program goes and keeping an eye on all these transparency issues.